Guess who's Bazak? What up, man? What up, my brother? How you been, man? How you been?
You see it. You see it.
That hoodie's tough.
Out here.
That hoodie's so tough.
We about to be out here. You know what I mean? You see it? Let's run it, man. We on some battles. So let's run it, man. Let's run this, Coach Hayes.
Let's do this.
Put on, son. You know what I mean?
Don't get this work. You gonna get this work.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I'm putting my heart in this, dog.
Look, man, it's good to be back. Man, it's been 13 days since we done one. You already know what it is, man.
Water it up, brother.
Water, baby. That's right. We out here hydrating, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's been 13 days since I've been on, man. Look, shout out and salute to the big homie A Black for holding it down, man, and jumping on.
You know what I'm saying?
Much kudos. Yeah, much kudos to him, man. Before we get into our first topic there, that y'all saw battles. Look, man, I wanted to give you your flowers, man. A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, like, you wait till people are gone to give them, like, that conversation you and A Black had about black fathers was powerful to me, man. Like, because, yeah, you know what I'm saying, like, we all know, you know what I'm saying, the things that people talk about, the stereotypes that people say. I was watching it because I got to watch it before it posted, right? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing the editing and all that.
Yeah, that.
So seeing A Black just light up when he's talking about his kids, man, was such a, like, such a powerful moment, man. And yes, you called it out, was beautiful, fam. I loved it, man.
Yes, man. Beautiful, beautiful moment, man. And you can't get moments like that back, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, you mentioned, you know, a stereotype. You know, like, yeah, we see numbers. Like, me and my brother talk about this all the time. We see numbers, you know, this percentage of black fathers are absent, you know, this percentage of brown fathers are absent, you know what I mean? Yep. But, you know, all the fathers I know are present, you know what I mean? Yeah. Super present, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just a great thing, man, you know what I mean? That being a parent, if you're blessed, you know, to have that going on, you know, that's a blessing. And people, you know, some people take it for granted, but it's a blessing, man, to be a father. You know what I mean? So,
facts. You know. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, I always say, like, I always tell my wife this, man, like, when you like, just look at the statistics of people, it's very misleading, right? Because the people you know aren't in that percentage, right? Like, none of the friends I have that have kids are absent fathers.
Facts.
None of them. You know what I'm saying? Every single one of them are posting pictures with their kids, taking them to Disney World. You know what I'm saying? Brown fathers, black fathers, white fathers, because it's across the board. Facts. So when you look at those statistics, yes, like, those statistics are there for a reason, but your perception should also be your reality. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't just be like, oh, but 60% or 30%, whatever the numbers are, or this. Like, nah, man, look at the people in your circle. What do you see? Who impacts your life, like, on a daily? You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up without a dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, that's why, like, that Charlie Clips bar, like, my mom's was the real G of my family. That's gangster. Like, that's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? Like, because that's who she was. Like, so, yeah, man, that conversation that y'all had, I was like, yeah, man, like, this is why we're a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, as this podcast grows, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get to know us better. You know what I mean? Our likes and dislikes. Us also, our points of view on the Hurricanes. Yep. Like, we're not here for anything else, to, like, for y'all to get to know us, and we're fans of the team, man, but want y'all to become, you know what I'm saying, supporters as y'all been for us, man. So we appreciate it, man. So I just wanted to take the time, man, before we get into these next couple topics, man, to just give you your flowers on that conversation, man. So salute to you, my brother. I really appreciated it, man. Like, I got to see you before anybody else. I was like, yo, this is powerful. I got, yeah, this definitely gotta go up. I wish I could, like, rerun it, and I just might one day. That shit was fire.
Definitely.
All right, man. So one of the conversations that we first had before we ever started the podcast was me and you going back and forth on battle, you know what I'm saying, on rap battles. It's a thing I've been watching.
You gonna get this work, son.
You gonna get this work. You gonna get this. Like, I've been watching battles. Son, I go back to like the Smack DVDs. I'm saying like Murda Mook and Loaded Lux. Like, was it Loaded? Yeah. Cyrus Jones and all that. Like, it's like they're just in the hallway or the pool or the pool hall.
Yeah.
This battle to me, the one we're gonna talk about, because we'll touch on different battles throughout, you know what I'm saying, as these pods grow. This round specifically was the most spoken word-esque like round that I'd heard until that moment, right?
Right.
So I'm like, what Loaded Lux? We're talking about the Loaded Lux Calico third round. What Loaded Lux did to him, aside from his stumbles and choking throughout the first
round.
First round. That Harlem Hospital line was crazy.
Harlem Hospital get the beds.
Something like that. I was like, they are research it. Like, it was the whole thing. Yeah. And like, this round, what he did to him, like, he talked to him like a father to a son. You know what I'm saying? Like, he stunned him for an entire 9 minutes and 54 seconds, which is how long the was. When you first saw that, and obviously we watched it 1,000 times, what was your first reaction to that battle, to that round?
The round, man. The first reaction was that Calico felt that. He felt some type of way about that, because you can tell when people, you know, watching battles over the years, when people start talking through the round and making comments, it's hitting them some type of way. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hitting them. And Lux just dove deep into his soul. So, you know what I mean? Like, he was talking to that man's soul. And it was real talk. You know what I mean? It was real talk to anybody, you know what I mean? For anybody whose father was in that situation, which was a lot of us. You know what I mean? So it definitely hit hard. You could just tell.
Yeah. So when you hit him with that big meat backup dancer ass, like, and then when, like, what's your mom getting the longest ride? I was like, yo, just stop it now. Just stop it. It's enough. He didn't even have to go to, like, the Instagram thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we're going to post the link on our YouTube, man. Just watch it one time. Because if you've never watched a battle rap, like, this is, I'm a big fan of spoken word. Like, he preached to this man, like, it's unlike, because most battles you see are like gun bars and facts. You know what I'm saying, which room they in. Like, he sunned him, yo. Like, that's I had it until that moment, I hadn't really seen it before to that level. Like, it'll be like a bar here or there, but he's like, yo, let me talk to you, man. Like, look, one of the lines that is just like a comment from Loaded was when he goes, look at me, King.
Look at me, King. Yeah.
I was like,
that instantly made him my favorite after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, like you mentioned, the gun bars and all that is cool. But Lux, there was a few people who didn't do gun bars like that. And he was one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That instantly made him one of my favorites, because his content was different. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear gun bars all the time. Like, it's cool.
I can't.
I don't want to hear it all the time. You know what I mean?
I can only hear so many gun bars. Like, for me, like, if the first time I heard name a battle rapper, right? Like, if they both do gun bars, I was like, oh, you're just the same person, but whoever the crowd likes more is going to be the difference.
Yeah.
And what's underrated about that third round, man? Like, that third round to me is my favorite round, like, like, that I've seen. Like, there's some, like, what's that? The white boys had some sick rebuttals. The one that got ate up by clips that you've posted. A Ward, I think A Ward has some nice little rounds. But like, Clips is my favorite. Like, because Clips is funny. You know what I'm saying? He's witty. Like, he's. You know what I'm saying? Decades in the game. But this round, top to bottom, is my favorite round. And then you put it with the fact that he stumbles in his first two. So, like, we talked about it. It was 2-1, right? Like, if you look at it like that. But it was 2-1 with a TKO in that third to me. Because he was like, Calico was in his feelings, fam. Like, I killed you. Hey, man, let me, if you won, you don't have to say it. Like, if you won this, I don't, I'm not going to say I won this. Like, that's not, the crowd does that.
Yeah.
So that was, that was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that. I heard that, I heard that battle to that round today probably three times. I just listening to it, you catch different things that he says, man, and the way he says it. Look at me, King. I was like, damn, okay, man.
It's real. It's real. And you see Busta, up top going crazy, Diddy up top going crazy. Just, you know what I mean? Jay-Z tweeted, let's get this work. You're going to get this work after that.
You're going to get this work. Oh, that, that became a whole shirt. That became a whole brand. Yeah. You're going to get this work. Let me work. You're going to get this work. Oh, yeah. All right, man. That was just, it's just a little insight on us, man. Let's get back to this Canes talk, man. We got a, because we got a new guy about to get to work on this on Green Tree already. You know, man? You know what I mean? See that little segue right there?
Yeah, we gotta commit, man. We gotta transfer. You know what I mean? We've missed on some. Well, not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet. I can't say we've missed. Well, the last day to enroll at Miami is today. So
I thought it was Friday. Oh, no. But it's weird. Like, they could do like exceptions and they could double back. It's crazy.
But Terry Roberts, man, Iowa, he's a senior. He got 1 year left. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, in my opinion, it'll be a nice bridge to the younger guys. Yep. You know what I mean? I think he had a pass coverage grade in the 70s, PFF, if y'all cats are into the PFF stuff. I'm not really, but I did get to see a little bit of film. I didn't really get to see a lot. But I think it's a good move.
Yep.
If not only just, for the young cats to learn and sit behind him and learn how to work, because the consensus is that he's a worker. You know what I mean? He works hard. Iowa's defense has always been decent. Their offense is trash, but defense has always been decent. And he did well, you know what I mean? So he's a senior, he's a special teams guy. You know, he could play special teams. So, I don't have a problem with it. It's nothing crazy, spectacular, but I don't have a problem with it.
He's a he's a transfer portal guy, right? Like, there's tiers to this game. Is you got free agents, Javion Cohen, Matt Lee, free agents. They're gonna come in. Be, you know what I'm saying, be impactful on the line right off top. Yeah. I like it. I like the move because he comes in 1 year, gives players like Robert Stafford, Damari Brown, you know what I'm saying, the young corners coming in. Antoine Jackson is only 16 years old, enrolled at UM right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, get their bodies up. Like, Jackson is probably 2 years away from, like, really, you know what I'm saying? Like, speed and everything is there, but he's only 16. Like, he can't be winning with these COVID kids that are like in their 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is different, man. Yeah. So him coming in, just shielding the young guys for a year, I'm good with it. He comes off the books next year. You know what I'm saying? Probably ends up maybe make it to the league, or, you know what I'm saying, grab coaching, gets into coaching right away. Who knows, man? Look, man, he commits at a time when Mario told you what it is, man. It's come get your kids season. So the commits coming in, know it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? Know it's going to be challenging. He comes in, he's a worker. Maybe he sets the mentality, changes some of the maturity levels in the room and in the building. Can't knock it. But again, leaves next year. So transfer portal guys to me aren't a cure to everything. You know what I'm saying? They're a Band-Aid. They're a Band-Aid. So, like, people were like, oh, man, we miss on this guy. I was like, I want to miss on a senior. I don't want to miss on a sophomore, because then he's on the books for 2 years, and that can't go to a scholarship kid in Miami-Dade or Cali or Georgia or Texas. So this is a good move to me, so I ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah, you got a lot of – you got cats that Brit, like the transfers that came in on the O-line, immediate upgrades, you know what I mean? Immediate depth pieces. Like, now, in my opinion, the O-line depth – is strong now. Like, the two deep can be strong. So let's say you got a five. Let's just throw a five out there. Let's say you got Zion at left tackle. Let's say you got, I don't know, Rivers at left guard. You got Lee at center. You got Inez Cooper at
guard. Right guard.
You got Cohen at tackle.
Right tackle.
Then left tackle, you got Samson or Matt McCoy. Crazy. Or is his name Matt McCoy? I forgot his first
McCoy.
Name.
McCoy.
Matthew
yeah,
McCoy.
I think it's Matt. Yeah, it's Matthew. McCoy, yeah.
You know what I mean? You got Francis at a guard, either guard, because they all cross train.
Toe got John Dennis.
Center,
yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Whoever. And, you know, you got a two deep. All over. You got too deep, you know.
Where the drop off isn't like
isn't
off
of like it was.
Yeah, isn't like it was where it was just Ole.
Yeah.
Where Honest Cooper now got a year in. Honest Cooper going. Honest Cooper serious, man. Honest Cooper
and all them cats, even regardless of how they played last year, they all have a year in and they all have game experience now. Even though they shouldn't have been out there, regardless, they do. They were out there. And now they have game experience. So they know what to expect. They know the speed of the game now for real. You know what I mean? So that's good. That's good to be.
That's invaluable, man. That last year, as bad as it was for all of us to watch, that experience that they got was invaluable. Even though they should have been out there, should have been, you know what I'm saying, training or redshirting or getting bigger and practicing, all that stuff. But they work, you know what I'm saying, depth issues. This is what this is. This is what the portal does. Like, the portal should be juniors and seniors. If you're rotating the 85, your juniors and seniors, so they're in 1 year, out the next, and that's it. And then the young guys come up. It should be your foundation should be recruiting 100% or 95% and 5% portal. Just sprinkle it in if you don't have the depth that you want, man. So it's a good move. He's a worker from everything I've read, everything you've heard. You know what I'm saying? He's a worker, so he's in the building. He's ready to work, man.
Yeah. So we had a couple of other transfer portal guys that visited. I think Tashim Johnson, maybe from Ole Miss safety.
Ole Miss,
Harrell from the receiver from Bama. You know, Jaheim Singletary still out there, but you know, all the talk is that Singletary is probably going somewhere else. Harrell, you know, we hear is going somewhere else. That's just the word. You know, we don't know. We just saying what we hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And apparently Johnson, the safety, is an Oregon lock. You know, he came, you know, for a visit, but apparently it was like a vacation courtesy visit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which he's a sophomore. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a sophomore. Like, I don't – with those guys, like, I don't feel as bad because, like – like, yeah, it'd be nice to have him, but if he, like, let's say if he doesn't work out, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason, he's on the books for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's 3 years that we got a body in that spot where it could have been a commit, you know what I'm saying, like a kid coming out of Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see what's coming up next year across the country. Miami-Dade and Broward might not be as strong as it was this past year, but you already see the movement. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying, we're a national brand, so I prefer to do it the commit way. Some people feel like, I'll get these stop gaps in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, but look what's his, I know he comes off the books this year, and no disrespect, the D tackle that came from, was it USC? He's on the books for 2 years.
Oh, you Lichtenstein.
Yeah, Lichtenstein. You know what I'm saying? Like, those
kids.
Gonna
like, he's going to be a depth piece, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he might be better this year. I this podcast, I always want to be wrong. Like, when I mention somebody, like, oh, like, he's here for too many years, I want to be wrong. Prove me wrong. Ain't that? It's better for me. My team winning then. Like, me talking shit about it has nothing. It affects me less than when my teams win. That's just what it is. Yeah. So they get to work. Yeah, you never know what they're going to need, man. Like, I'm hoping for Ahmad Moten to take that leap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to take that next.
Yeah.
He's I really want that.
I'm hoping Jarrett Harrison Hunt come back through and he's what he was. Because, you know, he was the guy for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know what happened. Injuries, you know, whatever. But,
yeah, switch of scheme.
I feel like his coaching. Talent is there. You know what I mean? Yep. He's got to, you know, get busy.
Yeah, man.
And we got to remember there's another transfer window, right? You know, after spring, We may have more cats leaving and we may have more cats coming in. We don't know.
Yeah, some more cats are going to have to leave because I think we're like at 82, 83 right now as far as bodies. So more cats have to leave to make room for next year because if we're at that now, I think right now next year we only have like 8 or 9 cats leave, like graduating. So that doesn't leave much space for that for next year's recruitment. You know what I mean? Yeah. So again, I want 25 to 30 kids in the to get commitments. I want 25 to 30 to commitment.
24 class of 2024 kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hearing, you know, the word is, you know, we're supposed to be in the driver's seat for a lot of cats. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's good to hear now.
Yeah, it's too early.
Let's seriously, you know, of course we don't know what's gonna happen next season or whatever. Well, this season we could say, but if we have another 5-7, even if we have a 6-6, you know what I mean? What's that going to do? Like, I can't imagine another season similar to this. Not saying this. No. I don't think this will ever be another season like this. But 6-6, 7-5, and a couple of bad losses, you know, like we had last season. I can't imagine that buzz stays the same, man. I can't imagine that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have like 8-4 and we have losses. But we can't have like flat losses where we just don't show up. Mm-hmm. Or like one play happens and it's like, okay, let's wrap it up, guys. We'll try it again next Saturday. Like we can't have that happen again. Because like that Florida State game, the, you know what I'm saying? Like hell, the Middle Tennessee State game. Like you go down the line, like the performances were, like I saw that game. I was like, oh, we're going to lose this game. Like the Middle Tennessee State game. The cameras weren't working at the beginning. Remember? I was like, oh, this isn't. Like, I always find weird shit to like, oh, this isn't a good sign. Like, we're supposed to have this shit together, Miami. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So I was like, and then it just came out flat. And it's just, we can't have those performances again.
Yeah. Because we had an excuse last season. Yeah. You know what I mean? First season, not the coaches, players.
Right.
You know what I mean? The injuries.
Mm-hmm.
We had built-in excuses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This year, we can say the cats is young or whatever, but I don't think it's going to rot because even after, we know after the 5-7 season, we still got a top 10 class. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Number one class in the ACC.
Yep.
You know, we ahead of Clemson. Yep. So, you know, but...
I know. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Look, man, it's some movement. The performances and the energy has to be different. That's just what it is. And let's hope these young kids got to see it, though, man. Like, look, it's January 25th right now. Like, what we talk about right now. Think about 2 weeks ago when we were talking about our starting five offensive linemen. Jakai Clark was on there.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's facts. Things are moving so fast. Facts. So we'll see, man. Now, what's weird about all of this is we're getting next week, right? Next Wednesday is National Signing Day, right?
Let's drop next something. Wednesday. I think it's is it Wednesday? The first.
I think it's one. Yeah.
What day is the first? Wednesday.
Wednesday. Tuesday. Yeah.
Wednesday. Wednesday the first.
Well, I used to look forward to this all the time. Now it's like you had to remind me. I was like, oh, it's nice because early signing day took all the light. And glitter off of this thing, man. Like, I had no idea.
I had to remind myself, son. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, we still in, you know what I'm saying? We're going in home for Nicholas Harbour, 5-star, tight end, defensive end, however you want to put him. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you want to play, get him on
whatever campus. Whatever you want to play, future track star, possibly an Olympian. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just wants to do everything comes from an incredible family. Yeah. Got was it Jalen
Jamel Brown? Howard?
Jamel Howard from Howard Chicago. From
Chicago.
Yeah, 6'3", 330.
Yeah,
which we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like there's still names out there, man. Like I like that they didn't just even if we don't get these guys, right? Because look, Nicholas Harbour is a stretch. You know what I'm saying? He's put out to be like Michigan or Maryland. It jumps around the crystal ball prediction machine. But with Jamal Howard, it goes Michigan, goes back and forth. He didn't sign early signing day. He could have signed early signing day already. So we already seen, we've been on the other side of that. What happens when somebody doesn't sign an early signing day, right? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Moms is like, it's again, a mom's deciding factor situation.
Yeah.
But that's a sign of me, man. He's still coming here. He's visited everybody else. Final visit is always big. So always. just to get that body here, hopefully Moms feels comfortable. And, you know what I'm saying, Mario pulls out the loafers and his charm and his, you know what I'm saying, and bosses it up. And so does the D-line coach. And she stares into Jason Taylor's eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, just any of all of the above, man. And we get him in because, look, we need – I don't know if he's going to be a superstar, but I know right now we need the bodies. We need a young D tackle.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hopefully, I this late in the game, you always pull some tricks. You can always pull some tricks out your hat. You know what I mean? You may have a under the radar 3-star that has, you know, offers from some mid level programs or, you know, some G5s. And, you know, Miami evaluates and, you know, damn, we could use him. He's going to be all right in the next couple years. Yeah. And they get that late offer, you know what I mean, and commit on the spot. There's always some surprises. So we may see some of that. We may see some surprises, you know what I mean. But I think with, again, with the second transfer portal window, you're not in a rush or you don't have to take somebody you really don't need to take, you know what I mean?
Facts.
You're gonna have more people transferring out,
yeah,
and you're gonna have another window. So
I just like that they're still fighting, you know what I mean? Like if you let our fan base talk, you know what I'm saying, we should have folded up after Cromartie didn't come. No, man, that's just this is business as usual. Cool. Do your thing, we keep moving. Like I'm trying to change the program. Like, I'm trying to change one player.
Like this, and this if you don't notice, the relationships are always kept just in case. Everybody transfers.
Everybody. You know what I
mean? The relationship is always kept. I have a feel. I'm not going to say that.
Don't.
Relationship is always kept. You know what I mean? So, you know, we can always welcome you back home.
You know that I mean? That whole thing, that whole mentality where, like, oh, he didn't sign with us. No.
F him.
This ain't your grandfather's college football anymore.
This
isn't three in, like, a cloud of dust and we figure it out. No, man. Like, you could transfer. Like, that second transfer ain't going to happen. Like, everybody's always in play. And to the other side of that, all our guys are in play next year. So we have to make all our top five class, top 10 class, happy and make sure they stay, because Samson gonna get Trent, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these let's keep it up, let's keep it all the way up. But like, until we have to recruit until they graduate and walk NIL across rules. That stage,
until they change them NIL rules, and because Cats is, you know, putting a name in the portal looking for
deals, a bag.
Until they change that, it's gonna happen still.
All the time, man. So don't take any of this shit personal, man. Like, again, like what these young men, what these professional athletes also, like, it's weird, right? Because they're getting paid. You kind of have to look at them in all these different kind of ways. Like, what these have nothing to do with you, man. Like, they don't come on National Signing Day. They could look at the Jaden Rashada shit. He signed and then he got out of it. So nothing. Like, don't take any. This is all the business, trying to get the top level talent you can for your program when you can, however long they stay.
Yep.
That's just what it is, man. So, man, that's crazy. It's such a different game than it was a year ago. Right? Because a year ago, NIL wasn't even to this level to where it's at now. You got dudes like, you know what I'm saying? Like, insufficient funds on their NILs. And now it's just different now, man. It's wild.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get into this. This one's frustrating for me, man. I ain't even gonna front. Fam, what? Like, we talk about our like, give y'all a little inside baseball, as they say. We every day when we do the pod, we text each other topics that we think we should talk about, and we chop it up. but we never talk about the topics, right? We're like, oh, this, this, and this, and we'll talk about it on the show. I go back and forth with this topic because literally back and forth. I was like, Mario's got to take his time. He's trying to find the right guy. But then when is he leaving? You know what I mean? Like, because every day is like, oh, it's going to happen now. You hear from different people, oh, it's going to happen now. It'll happen this week. It'll happen this week. It'll happen this week. And then nothing. So, like, you get caught up where I'm just like, you know what, man? Until I see an official graphic that he's somewhere else, I don't care about it anymore. I could just hope. You know what I'm saying? But it gets tiring, man. Like, you see, like, Barry Jackson tweeting out that, you know what I'm saying, like, everything we've already heard, like, they don't want to give him the bag. They don't want to pay him his buyout. He's trying to get another job. But how, like, I'm going to ask you, it's got to be hard as shit for him to get another job when he got 10 quarters and no touchdowns, right?
I think for him, he's not in a rush. You know what I mean? Why would I rush to get something different? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get in a good predicament. You know what I mean? Right. He may go to the league. I'm reading something about, I guess Bill O'Brien is going back to the Patriots as the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Apparently, he may take somebody at Michigan who's an O-line coach who may bring Gaddis or something like that. You know what I mean? It's different things that happen in the coaching world. You know, dominoes got to fall a certain way, blase, blase. You know what I mean? So, you know, who knows? You know what I mean? Or he may take, Bill O'Brien may take the OC at Michigan and bring him over to coach, you know, and that may leave the OC, may go back. You know, it's a lot of stuff. Or the OC, somebody at Iowa, matter of fact, my bad.
Yeah.
And Gaddis may be the OC at Iowa, you know. It's so many things, you know what I mean? But like you said, we ain't got no control over it, you know what I mean? Mario, Coach Cristobal definitely don't care about what we thinking, you know what I mean?
He don't care about this podcast at all.
You know what I mean? He got his own timeline. He know what he want to do. So, you know, we just got to – what I do really think is that he's gone regardless, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Whether it be stripped of OC duties, if he stay, you know what I mean? Or gone, I think he's definitely not going to be the OC. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you think, like, offensive analyst or something like that? Like a pad, yeah, like, gets me to, like, off field.
He's not going to be called for the University of Miami next year.
No, he ain't gonna. No, there's no way. Like that. Like that. Like people. When I say people, I mean like us as fans. Like, we want to get so mad because he's not doing things on our timeline, right? And look, I'm guilty of it. And it's not my timeline exactly. It was like, I want to see something that you notice how hurt we were about last year. Like last year hurt, dog. Like it was embarrassing to watch a lot. Like too often, when I was like, there's no reason why we should look this inept on offense. Like, there's no reason. Like, this is a top 15 team. I'm saying top two or three in Clemson and the ACC. There's no reason we should look like we can't run a slant. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't hold up for a second and a half. Like, we can't do nothing. Like, we can't do nothing, fam. Like, you can't let that stand. And if you do, like, you're going to lose fans, right? Like, people are going to turn – people have turned on him already on Mario. Like, there's no Gaddis defenders, really. You know what I'm saying? Anybody with common sense with that. They're just defending him to be a contrarian. But Mario doesn't care, man. Like, Mario, we got to remember, man, Mario was thrown out, was fired disrespectfully by FIU, you know what I'm saying, because he got into it with the president. So he takes this shit personal. Like, he's not a person who likes to fire somebody, regardless of how we feel about it. He likes job placement. And I respect him for that. It's as uncomfortable and as hopeful I want to be for next year, talking about a new OC, a new offense. And look, man, selfishly, it gives us content, right? Because then we could start speculating, like, yo, man, like, he ran Jason Candle just signed an extension, but he could come here and run this. Or the guy that he had at Oregon, you know what I'm saying, that's now at so-and-so university can come here and run this.
Yeah,
Arroyo, you know what I'm saying, come here and do this. Or you never know who he's going to get from the league that wants to instill their own, like, all do that whole thing. Like, that can make such great content. But Mario's like, fuck your content. Like, I'm trying to build a program. Like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, record all the podcasts you want. And like, I don't care about, I'm trying to do this. And another thing people forget, man, Miami's building an incredibly expansive and expensive building. You know what I'm saying? Completely, like, they are still a private university regardless of the money they have. Yeah. So paying Gaddis 6, 8, 10, 12 million, whatever the buyout is, because it's not public knowledge, and I don't know if anybody knows. I don't know if you know.
A couple million. I don't think it was crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those mills can go to a podcast studio that the players want to do to build their brand for NIL. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, those millions can be renovating a complete locker room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that they don't have to pay Gaddis. Like, this shit right here, man, is chestnut checkers, man. So, like, we have to be patient, but as a content creator, again, selfishly, it'd be nice to be like, yo, man, now we got at least 6 episodes to break down these different OCs. Because just as slowly as he moves on letting go of Gaddis, he's going to be just as slow vetting out, because he can't fuck this one up.
Yeah.
Right? He fucks the second one up. Like, it's hard to get us all back.
Yeah. And and it's always been, I mean, I'm going to say this to the cows going home. He's only as good as his coordinators, man. You know what I mean? Excellent. You can't. Excellent. And that's pretty much anybody. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's, you have your exceptions, you know, your coaches who call their own offense, you know what I mean? Yep. Lincoln Riley, you know what I mean? They call their own, you know, so they have a system. Mario's not a coordinator. He coaches the O-line. He's an O-line guy. And that, in my opinion, should be the best unit on the field.
Yep.
He's an O-line guy. And he's making it to where that's the best unit on the field.
Yeah, we'll see how he recruits that,
Facts, but he has to hit a home run with these coordinator hires, man. You know what I mean? Yep. So, you know,
that coordinator hire, that OC has to be a QB coach. Need a wide receiver coach. I need an experienced wide receiver coach, because
a lot of James Coley smoke on that. You know what I mean? A lot.
Yeah, which I'm cool with it 100%, man. So there's a lot of smoke, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I told you, I think we talked about it, right? Like, you need somebody to be like, oh, you're going to recruit him? Now let me show you what I'm about to go do.
Yeah.
We need somebody, you know what I'm saying? Some people like, and I think DVD got that in them. You know what I'm saying? I think we got some older coordinators and stuff like that. I think Jamila Dye doesn't get as much credit because he ain't gone nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He's still here. I don't hear nothing about him moving on. But again, things change from day to day, man. You never know who comes with a bag to the league, because that's what everybody. Fam, you remember Thomas Brown that we had done his OC?
Interviewing for fucking coaching job, head coaching job.
Yeah, head coaching jobs in the league, man. Hopefully it ain't the Texans, because I'm tired of them doing that shit to coaches, man. Like, they just pick up a black coach and fire him in a year, so I ain't with that shit. Because that feels like a death job, man. That's a death one job. That's wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, just got to be patient, man. Like, look, we ain't never gonna try to act like we giving you information, man. Like, we're a podcast, man. Like, we just keep it a buck with you. Like, we're reacting to the same shit y'all seeing. We get the information from the same people y'all get it from.
No inside information, man.
None.
You know what I mean?
Ain't none of that here, man.
We may hear something before you hear it. We may, because we just got our ears to the streets like that. You know what I mean? Yep. But, you know, ain't no inside information here.
Yeah, man. And if you see it tomorrow, if Gad is gone, like, you'll see us jump on and do a live, just to do a live reaction, man.
I'll be looking while we on has, man.
Yeah, I'll be refreshing the fuck out my Twitter, yo. Like, yeah. I got Gaddis notifications on alert, man. Yeah. Look, man, like, we're a podcast, we're not YouTubers, we're not any of that, man. Like, this we try to bring in the content as fans, because we going through the same shit y'all going through. So y'all listen to us, man. And we appreciate it, man. And it's just, it's been love, man. I appreciate it. But as I'm saying that, I'm like, man, I hope Joe just comes in like, yo, man, he's gone.
Nah.
Like, I wanted you to, like, come here. I'll be like, ah, he's out.
Nope.
That's just what it is, man.
It'll happen. It'll happen. And I think, you know, like we said, signing day is next Wednesday. You know Mario is recruiting till the end of signing day, son.
Yeah. Son, now, if he pulls Nicholas Harbor, that would be wild. To pull him out of Oregon's grasp, yo, like, to me, because that, to me, that's the biggest.
I did hear that we've moved up considerably. You know what I mean? Yeah. I did hear
we're
that
going we've in. Considerably. It's not like his family welcomed us into his home. You know what I mean? Like, that's big. Like, you to go in home, you don't want just anybody in your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? We can meet at a Denny's or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, we can meet at a steakhouse. Like, to go in my house, like, that's big, man. That's not to be short-sold or, you know what I'm saying? Like, just looked upon like, oh, but he didn't come visit us. So he has to get to know the coaches. Yeah. Like, the coaches are what matter. Like, you've been to Miami. He comes from a family that travels. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? I think both his parents are doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, both his parents were, like, major Division I athletes. So he knows what it is, man. So that's literally in his genes. So wherever he goes, man, the dude's gonna be. We'll probably see him in a couple years, man, running in the Olympics or some wild shit.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, man. DK Metcalf type, man. He's boy, that dude just a grown ass man, dog. Like Nicholas Harbor was like, damn, this kid's 18. Like, how's that possible?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Mario's gonna recruit his ass off. We ain't never seen nothing like it. But like you said, man, it's gonna be really hard if this is another 5-7, 6-6, flat season, no energy, no, you know what I'm saying? And it takes Cam Kitchens at the end of the year to give another speech. You know what I'm saying? Like that struggle can't have, like, if we have a bad game, which will happen, right? Your young team and all that shit, it can't be to the, like, I want to see that speech that game. Like, yo, man, this will not happen again. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine
it being like that again, man. Even just, you know, looking along the defense, you know what I mean? The secondary, the linebackers, I feel like all have upgraded. The D-line, I'm still a little bit concerned with the depth, but I think we'll be all right there. Pass rusher, you know what I mean? I really need to see a pass rusher emerge. You know what I mean? We got Mezzador. Yeah. And people forgetting that Jafar is back. You know what I mean? Harvey back.
So he did go to the league, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, he's staying. I mean? Yeah, he's staying.
You know, he could emerge. You know what I mean? He had flashes last year. You know what I mean?
I mean, he had flashes 2 years ago. Yeah. Just need to see it a little bit more consistent. Again, like Shody, like you didn't go to the league, Javara. You stayed. You trying to show these young men and trying to be a part of the change. That's another thing that has to be talked about. Like, he could have transferred out, just like everybody else. They gone somewhere else and played a lower division, lower leagues.
Yep.
And, you know what I'm saying, gone to a group of five and balled out and got his stock up. He decided to stay. Yep. He knows how hard. He already knows how hard it's going to be. So,
that's a culture.
Yeah, that's a culture change with himself, man. So, yeah, like him leading, like, you got Nigel Leak, you know what I'm saying? Like a year old.
Yeah, you got Ishmael, Jabari Ishmael, you know what I mean? Who's there? Who's we have?
Jaden Wayne.
He's coming through.
Collins, you know what I'm saying? Like, the depth is there. Just look, like the days of having one guy play all the snaps are gone. We need to have is when one through three, there isn't a drop off in performance so drastic that you go, oh shit, man, we need 56 back on there, or we need Najlik back on the field. Like, it has to be consistent where everybody's pressuring the ball. That's the level of talent. That's when you have depth. That's when you're a championship program. I mean, you saw Georgia putting out their freshmen and they were balling.
And it helps when you can handle business against lesser tier teams. You know what I mean? When we playing a Middle Tennessee State, the score is supposed to be 35-7 at half in the third quarter going into the fourth, and you're supposed to be able to play your young guys. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be able to get some burn at that point. You know what I mean? So, you know, it helps when you can do that.
That's the way it's supposed to be, and it's not. And for too long, it hasn't been. And we need to get back to that. So yeah, those young guys get that fourth quarter experience, get the speed of play and all that. It shouldn't be dependent on those guys throughout the thing to make every play. I mean, that just shows where we're at. And it's just, it's a process. Still, it's going to be frustrating, but it can't be a lack of response every time anymore. Like that can't continue. And you know what I mean? Like that comes from the coaches too, though. Like it can't just be like, I guess this is just another Saturday then. Like that has to change too. So
yeah,
man. Yeah. I got nothing else, fam. You got something else for the people?
Oh no, man. No, we appreciate you, man. Please, you know what to do. We had a question. Did we have a question?
Yeah, man. Fam went. You're right.
Fam, we gotta hit. Y'all. We gotta let y'all know, man. While we waiting for that question to pop up, you know what I mean? Or let us know the question, man. You know, please. We appreciate you. Hit the subscribe button, man. Please hit the like, comment, you know, good or bad. We don't care. You know what I mean? Nope. Please comment, you know, hit the notification bell so you can know when we posting, man. And again, you know, we trying to get to 1,000 subs by first game, which I believe is September 2nd or 3rd.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I ain't even talked to my partner about it, but you know, we're gonna send a special something to two random, you know, random fans out there, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, so, we're working on, you know what I'm saying, offline, you know what I'm saying? There's like y'all see the content, you know what I'm saying? We drop two episodes, but me and Joe, man, we talk every day. And we're coming up with some secret things. As a matter of fact, I got a good idea. I wanna run by you when we get off this show, man. We coming up with some different ideas, man. We got some merch in the works, man, and trying to make some things happen, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to take on all lanes in a respectful and competitive way, man. You know what I'm saying? We believe our content, man, and that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Yo, man. Yeah. All right, I got the question pulled up. Okay. So shout out to the big homie, man. Panhandle K-Man, you know what I'm saying, serving the country overseas. Always take the time to listen to the show, man. Comment. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on Twitter, man. If y'all don't know, man, at You Heard Pod for the podcast, at Ben Kanan 84 for myself, and at Joe Skilliams for the big brother Joe, man. So in this question, I read it twice. I was like, damn, he shooting shots. Like this shit feel personal. He goes, yo, what's good, fam? What's the over under of games next season that Kane's Twitter will want a new OC/DC? I say they start tripping during the Texas A&M game. And I say this without Gattis in 23. Ooh. Over under on games next season that Kane's Twitter will want a new OC and DC.
So fam, you know, if we don't score any points in 10 quarters, you know what I mean? Guarantee, yeah, we gonna pop off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, you know, if we're looking, you know, looking decent, you know, we out here scoring, but still, you know, a little, you know, we scoring, we looking, we moving the ball, you know, because don't forget, you know, we moved the ball in between the 20s, you know what I mean?
For the balling, we were amazing between the 20s.
You know what I mean?
Best offense you ever seen in your life between the 20s. Yeah,
we just couldn't capitalize, you know, so.
Ever, yeah.
Yeah, you know, fans will fan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then, you know, for me and I know a lot of us, we look at certain things. There's more to it than just scoring and things. Yep. You got to look at context. You got to look at injury. You have to look at this. Yep. You have to look at injury.
It's all of it. Yeah.
You have to look at a lot of things. So we'll be able to tell if the offense looks serviceable. You know what I mean? We'll be able to, you know.
Yeah. He said by Texas A&M. Texas A&M is game
third game again?
Second or third game. I think it's the third game in Miami, which we're going to talk offline, which schedule dependent. We will very likely be at that game. I guess that's a very high likelihood record. Putting that on wax, as us old heads used to say.
Oh yeah,
I'm putting that on. That we're gonna be at that one. So, schedule drops the 30th to get the We're going to have a whole breakdown of that.
But I think the out-of-conference schedule is already out.
Yeah, but it's not a tough one. Like, it's like nobody, Texas A&M. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's anybody big. So, besides A&M.
Miami of Ohio. You
know. Okay.
Opener. Then Texas A&M is next.
Oh, so it's game 2.
Yeah, and then Bethune. That's, and then for some reason, we're at Temple. For some reason, we're in Philly at Temple. For some odd reason, son.
Son, that takes me back to the Big East days.
That, I mean, that shit. No, what?
That makes no sense. I hate when we do that.
Too. I'm probably gonna go to that.
I mean, there's a good chance. Like, that I might. Even though I hate flying, but the road games will be happening with the You Heard podcast this year, man.
Oh yeah, I'll drive up to. I got family in Philly, so.
So yeah, man. So if bad performances happen, I say that Texas A&M, like, halftime, you'll see people, but
flying Kane's banners, like, son.
Yeah, Kane's Twitter is so weird because it's what I say all the time, right? Like, people's expectations of what they should be looking like is very, you know what I'm saying? Like, is what they're going to be reacting to, not the reality of how they should be looking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a problem with, like, the slowdown with the new no OC, or if it is getting, like, that offense has to be installed. Like, I don't want that to be a week before, like, spring practice starts and they're, like, shaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my only issue with the timeline and, like, taking your time. Like, that you have to get to know him, you know what I'm saying? You get to know actually two new coaches, right? Because you're going to have the QB is going to be the OC coach, and then wide receiver coach. You got to get to know all your players and all the young boys. So those are positions that have to be filled, preferably not a week before spring practice.
Preferably this week, next
week. This week.
No later than next week, man. No later than, first couple weeks in February.
We need to know what's happening, man. We get to know the personality, see if it'll work. You know what I'm saying? Like, start doing background research into all these cats and all, see what kind of offenses they run. That's when you're going to see this podcast go on hyperdrive, because then we're going to do film study and tell you what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Like, and talk about it that way through our different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? Like, Joe played. You know what I'm saying? Me as a fan, like, yo, I would like this player in this scheme running this. And you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. You know what I'm saying? Texas A&M game halftime when we're like, let's say it's like 17-7. Like, I could, like, this is how crazy fans are, though. Like, we could be up 17 and be like, oh, we should be up 38-3 if we wouldn't have missed those three plays and had Will Mallory open down the seam or someone. I know he in the league, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just – or we had a Royal running down the seam, and we got to start playing so much so more, and this guy more and that guy more. Like, that's – that, like, leave those motherfuckers alone. Like, you ain't never going to make them happy. That's impossible. Yeah. But, yeah, I could see I'll rock with you on that one, Panhandle Kane, man. I say Texas A&M, like, halftime, you can start seeing some people talking about Mario ain't it. He needs to be fired. We don't know what he don't know what he's doing. Easily. Because there's people that are just ready to say that, man.
That's facts. Yep. That's facts.
Yeah, man. Again, man, send us your questions on Twitter. Hit us up on, you know what I'm saying? That's basically it. And you already
YouTube,
know the handles.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Comment on YouTube. You can ask questions on there as well, you know? So.
Yeah, man. We out here, man. We ain't shying away from nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? We are podcasting, and we keep it a buck here, man. All right, guys, we got nothing else, man. You already know what it is, man. We out, baby. Throw them U's up. Always in it. All right, guys. Peace.